The Mishnah said, Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, or on Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, in the four lines down in the wide lines. Machru Torah lo yichlu svarim. If you sell a Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to use the money that you get to buy Sifrei Tanakh. Iboilu ma'ar limkor Sefer Torah yashon likach bo chadash. Can you sell an old Torah to buy a new Torah? Can you sell an old Torah and use the money to buy a new Torah? Kevan delo mali le'osar. On the one hand, I might think that since I am not ascending in Kedusha, they're both the Torah, so when I get the money from the Torah, I'm not increasing its sanctity by buying, so maybe that should not be allowed. Odilma came under leka laluye luya achrina shapir dummy, or maybe no, it's really fine. You're allowed to take a lateral step. Now listen, the whole time in the Mishnah, if you sell one thing, you can only use the money to buy something, you know, more kadosh than it. That's because there is something more kadosh than it. But the Torah is the highest form of sanctity, so you can't go up. So you're allowed to make a lateral step, and that would be okay. So Tashma ava machru Torah lo yikhu svarim. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said if you sell a Torah, you're not allowed to buy Sifrei Tanakh. Svarim hudelo haTorah b'Torah shapir dami. I'm not allowed to use the money to buy svarim, but presumably I am allowed to use the money to buy another Torah. So the Gemara says no, maybe not. Masnisin da'avid ki mevayel lan lecharchila. Maybe the Mishnah says if you sell a Torah, so you cannot use the money to buy Sifrei Tanakh. Presumably the Mishnah is saying I've sold the Torah. I am selling the Torah, so I have the money. So now the question is, what can I do with the money? Nusi, you already have the money, so you can use it to buy another Torah. But if you're asking me lecharchila, can I sell a Torah in order to buy another Torah? So maybe the answer would be no. Toshma, an alternative possibility. You're allowed to wrap the Torah in the wrappings from a chumash, you know, like one of the five books of the chumash, or you're allowed to wrap the Torah with the wrappings from the neviim and ksuvim. But you're not allowed to wrap a neviim and ksuvim with the wrappings of one of the books of chumash. You're not allowed to wrap a chumash with the wrappings of a Torah, meaning you're not allowed to use the wrapping of something which has more Kedusha to wrap something which has less Kedusha. Once you designate something as a wrapping for a Torah, you can't use it to wrap Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So the Gemara says, Katani Mias, Golan Sefer Torah, Michos Chumashin, you can use the wrappings of a Chumash to wrap a Sefer Torah. Mitbachos Chumashim in Mitbachos Sefer Torah, low, so I can elevate the wrappings of a chumash to wrap a Torah, but presumably I cannot take the wrappings from one Torah and put it onto another. So the Gemara says, no, Eva Sefer, what about the end? Lo chumashim b'chol Sefer Torah. I cannot wrap the chumash with the wrappings of a Sefer Torah, Torah b'Torah, shapir dami. So I cannot descend, right, from a Torah to a chumash, but I can make a lateral move from a Torah to a Torah. Elamehal lekalam ashrina. So we have no proof from these sources. So we have to move elsewhere. Tashma, and you can say for Torah agabe Torah, b'Torah agabe chumashin, v'chumashin agabe neviim uksuvim. You're allowed to put one Torah on top of another Torah. You're also allowed to put chumash on top of neviim and ksuvim. Avalo neviim uksuvim agabe chumashin, v'chumashin agabe Torah. But you're not allowed to put neviim and ksuvim on top of chumash. You're not allowed to put chumash on top of a Torah. So presumably, since I can put a Torah on top of a Torah, right, we treat the Kedusha of two Torahs the same, and therefore what the Gemara is trying to suggest is perhaps I should be allowed to sell one Torah to buy another. So hanocha ka'amris, no, buying and selling has got nothing to do with putting down one on top of the other. Shiny hanocha delo efshir. Let's say you're putting stuff away, right? So you're putting stuff in the Aron HaKodesh and you only have a certain amount of space, you know? So what are you going to do, right? You don't need to sell your Torah to buy a new one. You do need to put your Torahs away in the Aron HaKodesh. So if you only got a certain amount of space, so by the way, you could buy a new Aron HaKodesh. If anybody wants to sponsor a new Aron HaKodesh, we're going to be looking for a sponsor for a new Aron HaKodesh, you know, so we could talk about that later. But if you only have a certain amount of space, so you could put one Torah on top of another one, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I'd be allowed to sell one in order to buy a load. D'ilo temahachi michrecheichi karchinon. If that was not the case, then how could we ever have a Torah scroll Think about it. The whole way the Torah is, v'aka yosef dapi achaver, one part of the Torah is rolled on top of another part of the Torah. That's just the way a Torah is. So obviously, buying and selling is not the same thing as placing Torah on top. Ella came into low efsher, shari, because what are you going to do? Well, you can't keep the whole Torah unwrapped the whole time. You can't do that. So you have to wrap it up. You got to roll it up. So too, when I'm putting it away, I can put one on top. Achanami came into low efsher, shari. I got no option, so therefore it's allowed. Toshma dam rabbi v'chana dam rabbi yochel mishum mishum gam liyol loyim koradim sefer Torah yashon likach bo chadash. So Rabbi Bar Chana taught in the name of Rav Yochanan from Shimon Gamliel, you should not sell an old Torah in order to buy a new one. But so the Gemara says, oh, it seems to be pretty conclusive, right? I shouldn't sell an old Torah to buy a new one. The Gemara says, no. Hasam Mishum Pshiyusa. That's Ki Kamrinan. That the reason why they said you shouldn't do it is because, I'm sorry, Hasam Mishum Pshiyusa. That's how you, the reason why they said you couldn't do it is because they thought you'd be negligent with the money. Sometimes you hear bad stories like this, you know. I sell an old Torah. My intention is that I'm going to go buy a new one. So I sell the old Torah. Now I start talking to the sofer. And I start looking at this and this and this and this. And the next thing you know, the money is sitting in the bank and I never buy a new Torah. So Rabbi Rachana said, Rabbi Yochanan, you cannot sell an old Torah to buy a new Torah because I don't trust you that you're actually going to go buy a new Torah. Ki kamrinan. So what we're asking is, kingon de kasiv umanach lefruke mai. What happens though if I have the Torah here? Here is the new Torah. Here it is. It's right here. So we're not so concerned that you're not going to make the purchase. The new Torah is right here. So I sell the old Torah. I get buy the new Torah right here. So would that be allowed? So Tashma, the Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rimeir, Ein Mochin Sofer Torah, Ela Lil Mo Torah, Velisa Isha. You're not allowed to sell a Torah in general. If you have a Torah, yeah, don't sell it. Don't do that. There are a few times you'd be allowed to sell a Torah. One is to learn Torah. That'd be kind of strange. You have to sell Torah to learn Torah. But we all pay yeshiva tuition, right? So, you know, if you have to sell a Torah in order to learn Torah, that is allowed. If you have to sell Torah in order to get married, that's allowed. But for anything else, you're not supposed to sell a Torah. You're not supposed to sell a Torah. So, Shema Mina, Torah Batorah, Shapir Dami. So the Gemara is saying like this, listen, if I'm allowed to sell a Torah in order to learn Torah, presumably I'd be allowed to sell a Torah in order to buy another Torah, right? So the Gemara says, Dilma Shani Limud Shaliva Maybe Lide Maisa. Maybe it's not true. Maybe learning Torah is even greater than possessing the Torah. See, the Gemara originally thought that learning Torah and possessing the Torah would be the same thing. So if I'm allowed to sell a Torah in order to learn Torah, I should be allowed to sell a Torah in order to possess another Torah. The Gemara says, maybe that's not true because maybe learning Torah is different than possessing a Torah, because learning Torah brings you to day masa, it brings you to activity, to action, a performance of mitzvahs. Possessing a Torah in and of itself is a mitzvah, but doesn't necessarily bring me to the performance of other mitzvahs. So and isha nami lo tobra l'sheves yitzar. And in order to get married also is a very significant mitzvah, because that's what the world presumably is created for, right? Not to be empty, but to be inhabited. Aval Torah b'Torah lo, but just to have another Torah, maybe you not be allowed to sell the Torah you have. Tana Rabban and the rabbis taught, lo yimkor adam sefer Torah v'sheinu tzarech lo. Let's say I have a lot of Torahs. There's some people, thank God, who have a lot of Torahs. So even if I have a lot of Torahs, right, I still should not sell one of my Torahs. Yeser al kein on Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, afilu ein lo mayochal, umachar sefer Torah, obito ein lo, yes, ein oroa simin bracha liolam. Thank you very much. Even if, right, somebody sells a Torah, let's say they have to sell a Torah, they got nothing to eat, they got no food. Right? Presumably, also, Shimon Galil adds in here, right? Somebody sells his daughter as an Amma Evriya, right? It's also something the Torah allows in certain circumstances, scenarios. So if somebody does that because he's in very dire straits, so Shimon Galil says that he's allowed to do that, but don't expect good things to come from it. Don't expect. You sell a Torah, you think, I need the money, I'm going to sell my Torah, so you're going to have some money. It's not going to have. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, "Ina roa simin bracha." Right? Okay, good. The Gemara says two dats. Yep. The chayim osrayim, and the same thing is with the leftover money. So let's say you sell I don't know, chumashim, right? And you use those the proceeds from the chumashim, right, to build an aron, right? But you have leftover money. Let's say you sold a lot of chumashim, you know? You sold a lot of chumashim. So even though you built a nice aron, you still have money left over. So there's restrictions on what you can do even with the leftover money, right? So Amar Rava, lo shna ela shemachru vahosiru, aval govu vahosiru mutter. This is amazing. Rava said, this is only true if, let's say, you sell chumashin, right? And then you have money left over. So you're not allowed to spend that money, say, on kiddush, right? Because chumashim are more important than kiddush. I'll say that again. Chumashim are more important than kiddush, right? So if you sell chumashim and you have money left over from that sale, right? So you can't spend that on kiddush. But, the Gemara says, but if you raise money, see, I didn't sell my chumashim, but I fundraised to buy chumashim. And now I buy however many chumashim I wanted to buy, and I have money left over. So I can spend that money however I want. The fundraising money is not restricted in the same way as the proceeds from a sale. Even if the raising of the money was intended for whatever the items of Kedusha are. Is everybody with me? So let's say like this. If I sell a Torah, I'm very limited what I can do with those funds, right? And let's say I buy another Torah. Let's say that's allowed. We were just learning a whole sugi, but let's say that's allowed. And then I have money left over, right? So I'm very limited what I can do with that leftover money. But if I raise money to write a Torah, and I raise more money than the cost of the Torah, as, by the way, is very often the case. If you're raising money to write a Torah, usually you're going to be raising more money, I would hope, for you, than the cost of the Torah. So you're allowed to use that leftover money for whatever you want. You're not restricted. Like if you sold the Torah. Now, Abaye says, when do we say that you have restrictions on how you spend the money? That's if you make if you do not make a condition that the leftover money is going to be used for whatever it's going to be used for. But if you make a condition that the leftover money is going to be used whatever it's going to be used for, then you can use it even l'dichsuse. The Gemara will explain what that is later on. Hey chidami, how does that work? If you're talking about it's a sale, so they sell and they have leftover. Ki hisnu may have it. Who cares if you made a condition? If I sell chumashim and I said, if I have money left over, I'm going to use it for kiddush, that doesn't work, Abaye says. It's ridiculous. You sold money, you sold chumashim, that money should be restricted for chumashim. Ella, rather, it must be shagabu vosir. It must be talking about fundraising. So I'm fundraising to buy chumashim. Taimo dehisnu alo hisnu lo. And when is it that I can use the leftover money from my fundraising? Only if I made a stipulation that if I have money left over, I'm going to use it for whatever I'm going to use it for. But if I don't make such a stipulation, then that's not allowed. So Abaye is asking against Rava. Rava said, if I fundraise, I can use the money for whatever I want. Abaye says, not so fast. Maybe that should only be allowed if I make a condition like that. So the Le'olam Shemachru Vosiru. Really, Rava says, no, that's when you need a condition, that's a sale. V'achi kamar. B'medvar mamurim shelo hisnu shivei tuve ha'ir b'mamar an she'ir. Aval hisnu shivei tuve ha'ir b'mamar an she'ir. Afilu d'chsusa nami mutter. It's amazing that the items are not being sold, right, under the auspices of the entire community. Shiva Tuvi Ayir Bimamaran Sheir. Right? Like it's Shiva Tuvi Ayir. That's like the board. Bimamaran Sheir. That's like with the congregational vote. If everybody decides that we need to sell off these assets, whatever it is, so then when you take in that money is not restricted. Is the way is if, like, let's just say the board would decide by itself. Or if the shul president would decide by himself to sell off, you know, some assets. So if you have the entire congregation on board with the sale, then the money is not restricted in the same fashion. Abaye asked him, what is duchsise? Parsha demasa. It's like the mail guy. You know, somebody had to deliver the mail. You know, they used to pay for that. So you could use the money even to have the mail. Even to have the mail delivered. Good. Rabbi says, oh, you see, this guy, this fellow, we don't even know his name. It's a guy who used to say, you know, Mishnah in front of Rav Sheshes. So Abaye says, you see, when you hang out with Rav Sheshes, so you learn a lot of stuff. Apparently what Abaye was saying is Abaye didn't know what this Tuchsisa was. Right? Abaye asked this guy, he's the guy who's, you know, hung out by Rav Sheshes. And he knew, because he used to hang out with Rav Sheshes. Abaye said, so, you know, you got to give props to the people who hang out with the Rabbanan, because you learn stuff by the by, you know, when you're standing with them. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Meir B'nei Ha'ir Sho'ochu Li'ir Acheres U'paskua Alein Tzedaka. This is amazing. Oh, I wish we had time here. Asaf, this is where we need to spend time. Yeah, the Gemara says, right, Reb Meir taught that people who are from one city and they went to another city, and the new city that they go to obligates them to pay tzedakah. You see, we used to do things like that. We used to compel people to give tzedakah. You used to get assessed, not for property tax. You used to get assessed for tzedakah, right? And the Beis Din, whatever it is, they would say, you know, you have to pay this amount of money to the tzedakah. And you had to pay that amount of money to the tzedakah. And if you went to a different city, then they could assess you too. So what do you go to a different city? Yeah, based on whatever. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, yeah. They assess different people to different people. It wasn't a straight tax. It could be a different amount of money, right? I believe it could be a different amount of money. I'm not entirely positive. We can check, but that I believe. Yeah. So I don't think it was a flat tax, Danny. I don't think so. I don't think it was a flat tax. I'm not sure, but I don't think so. I'll check for you though. Right? So So if you go to a different city and they ask you to pay the tax, you should pay. But if you're going to be leaving soon, you know, like within 30 days, so then they'll refund you your money when you leave. Umefarnisim by Nia Yiran. And then when you get back home, you can give that money to your tzedaka. So Tani Nami Haki Bidei Yishokol Yir Acheres Upaskra Lein Tzedaka Nosin. Kshim Bad Mevi Yino Sayim Bay. And similarly, the Braisa taught the same thing, that if a group of people comes to a different city, the second city assesses them for the tax. They pay the tax, but when they leave, they can get a refund. V'yachid shaholach Yir Acheres Upaskra Lov Tzedaka Tinasin Lein Yiyo Sayir. But if you're an individual, you're just one guy, and not traveling in a group, you're just one person, then the second city that you go to, they can take your tax. They can spend their money on aniyim in their city. Ravuna Gazer Tanisa Olagabe Rav Chana Bar Chaniloi V'Chol B'nei Messiah. So Ravuna once decreed a fast day, and a lot of the rabbis came to daven with Ravuna on the fast day. So when all the rabbis showed up, Ramu Alayu Tzedaka. So they said, "Oh, good, you guys are all here. Pay up for the tzedaka." The Yasvu Kibo Lemaise Omerle Nusvinon Lanmar Venezel. So when they were going to leave, they said, okay, you know, we'll take our refund now and give that money back at home. So Amar Lahu, so Rav Huna said to them, no, not so fast. Tanina, b'medvar marmurim, b'she'en sham chaver ir. When do you get a refund? When there's not like a chaver ir, a big rabbi in charge of the tzedakah. Aval yesham chaver ir, but if there's a big rabbi who's in charge of the tzedakah, tinasein l'chaver ir, leave your tzedakah with him, because he'll distribute it properly. And certainly in this scenario, because the aniyim from your city, they come to me to get money here also. So keep the money over here. And Rav Huna kept the money, and presumably he distributed it appropriately. Okay, we'll stop here, everybody.